morning, everyone. Hope that you're having a happy new year. I think it's a new year, isn't it? 2018, and isn't that great? We're glad that you're here and hope that God will bless us here at O'Neill to have a great and wonderful year. Fresh starts and new beginnings. The Apostle Paul is writing about that in Philippians 3. I love to think about what Paul has to say. Here he says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Are you doing that? Am I doing it? Are we rejoicing? To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it's safe. Then he goes on, he says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Paul, what are you talking about? Well, he's talking about being in Christ, serving the Lord. And then he notices, he says, well, if you want me to brag about what I have done in life, here, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. Circumcised the eighth day, he met the law requirement. Of the stock of Israel, he was a real Jew. Of the tribe of Benjamin, his tribe was great. And Hebrew of the Hebrews, excelled among the Hebrews. Touching the law, a Pharisee, very, very strict. Concerning zeal, persecuted the church. Look what he did. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless. Nothing to blame him about concerning the law. But what things were gained to me, though I counted loss for Christ. These are the things that don't mean anything now, Paul says to me. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things. Friends, we're thinking about a man today who had a fresh start, a new beginning. He had all things he could indeed be thinking about as far as this world is concerned and being gloried in those things. But he said, I count all of these things as done garbage. They're nothing to me now. Why? Because I want Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. Oh, you can just see it. Writing down these words, I count everything that I've accomplished in this world. They're nothing to me compared to winning Christ. I'm now a servant of the Lord, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, I want to be raised in Christ, not as though I had already attained. I haven't done that. I haven't reached perfection yet. Look at that. Paul says, he says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, friends, hear, what is he saying? We can have a fresh start. Friends, we're starting a new year. We can have a new beginning. We can change our whole atmosphere. We can change our lives by doing what? Winning Christ. Look what he says. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended. I haven't. I'm not perfect. But this one thing that I do. What is it, Paul? Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, you want to be perfect? Let's do so. Let us be complete. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by that same rule. Let us mind the same thing. We know what will bring us to winning Jesus Christ. Resolutions. Number one, to be the people and person that God wants us to be in 2018. I believe you want to be that. I know I want to be that. I want to be the person that won Christ and not anything in the world compared to seeking Him first. What are we now? The beginning of 2018. What do you want to be at the end of 2018? And the great question is, how can we move and be able to accomplish that? And there are four things, and the lesson will be yours, that I want to think about. God's gift of another year to live in. Just think, we're alive. He's given us another day. And I was writing out a check the other day, and I almost forgot to put 2018. I wanted to put 2017. Most of us are like that. Let's reset the button. Let's start a new year. Let's start a new year right. But how do we do that? Number one, we must know where we are right now, currently. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, notice what Paul says. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Know ye not that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? Is Jesus in you? We're to be committed to Him. Why? Because we've decided to serve Him. We want to win Christ. In Romans 6, verse 16 through 18, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but now have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. That's where we are. That's where we want to be. Servants of what? Servants of righteousness. Now, Paul mentions more about himself in the Bible. In Romans chapter 7, he said he did the very thing that he didn't want to do. And he concludes that by saying, oh, wretched, miserable man that I am. He recognized he wasn't perfect. You can hear him in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. He said, for I buffet my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Yep, what did he know? He knew where he was. What do I know about myself? What do you know about yourself? What do you know, friends? Not as though I had already attained, Paul said. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I haven't reached perfection yet, but I'm on my way. Why? Because even though I'm a wretched man, I know that I've got to grow. Elders must keep working, leading the flock. Acts 20, verse 28. Feed the flock of God. Don't ever give up on that. Oh, we have three of the finest elders. Aren't we thankful for them? Thankful for all the time and the effort that has been expended by these men to do what? What's best for the cause of Jesus Christ. Preachers, we got to study more. We got to study the Word. We got to preach the Word. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. All of us that preach, this book has got to be open. We've got to search, study it, learn it, and preach the Word. Every Christian's got to be busy. Busy doing what he possibly can. In Galatians 6, verse 10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are the household of faith. We know where we are. All right, what are we going to do? We're not going to go back to our past and lament about it. I want to ask you, Paul, did you know he had an ugly past? How he even makes the statement in Acts chapter 20, verse 29. He said, I thought I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus. What did he do when he was in Jerusalem? Listen. Which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints that I set up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them off in every synagogue, compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even in the strange cities. This is what I did at Jerusalem. I locked up many saints in prison. Think about having that on your conscience. And then he says, when Christians were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. What else, Paul? I punished them often in the synagogues. I was deliberately doing everything I could. I even tried to force them to blaspheme against God. What a terrible, ugly past. And then, I was fiercely enraged at them. He says in the King James Version, he was exceedingly mad against Christians. And I kept pursuing them even to foreign cities. And you can add, remember in Acts 7, when they were stoning that young man whose name is Stephen, where was Saul? Holding the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen. You talk about your past. Boy, there's one that had an ugly past. But he could even say, in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15, this is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost, of whom I am chief. But he was converted. When he was converted, what happened to his past? Number three, forgetting, forgetting, forgetting. It's hard to do, isn't it? Things I've done that's wrong come back to your mind. What are you going to do? Will you ask God to forgive you? And yes, I remember to forget that he has forgiven. Don't dwell on it. Churchill once stated that if our past quarrels with our present, we have no future whatsoever. The word forgetting is in the present tense. Forgetting, forgetting, forgetting. We must not allow the past yesterday to keep us from being what God wants us to be and do today. I'm talking to people in this group this morning, I'm sure, that if you sit down with them, they could itemize some things that they've done that's hurt them. Oh, yes, they were wrong. They'll tell you they were wrong. But two things about the past. One is that it's so bad you don't even talk about it. You can never be what God wants you to be, somebody says. Look what you did. You used to be a drunkard, or you used to be one that cursed. You did all of these things in your life. But there's another side, and that is to think that you've already reached the perfection goal of life. And you've got your accomplishments made. And you don't have to do anything else. I had a friend up in Cleveland, Ohio, who said, son, I'm old now. You younger preachers and you younger people are going to have to take over and go. You never give up. You don't stop. You haven't gotten there yet. Both of those ideas are from the devil. Because you see, you look at our past, yes. We learn from it. We rejoice in what we've been able to accomplish. We take pride in the work that we've done. But the past is done. It's over with. 2018, 2017, 2016, whatever year, that's all gone. We can today have a fresh start. Yes, you know what we can do? We can forget the past. And we can and we will keep on pressing onward. I used to watch the Jefferson. I don't know if any of you that's been along. I'd always get a kick out of him saying, moving on up to the east side. Remember that? He's going on up. Well, we got to press on. Pursue, strive, reach out, strain to obtain. Yes. And there's a four-letter word you never want to forget. W-O-R-K means do it. Don't say you're going to, but do it. Show it. Demonstrate it. Jesus presented His kingdom as a vineyard. In the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. He likens the kingdom of God to a man that is working. That's what we got to do. We got to move on. And then notice Jesus says in Matthew 13, verse 3, He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, what did the sower do? He went forth to sow. The kingdom is like that. We must put our hand to the plow. And when there's no time to look back. For he that putteth his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9, verse 62. Pressing on, reaching out, straining, striving, yes, laboring and working, and we must be active and alive for our Lord Jesus Christ in 2018. I like that statement where Jesus said, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man shall work. John 9 and verse 4. Work for the night is coming. I thought about singing that, but we had a big singing last night. That was great. But look at it now. Yes, God cannot guide us or use us or direct our footsteps if we're standing still and we will not work in the vineyard of the Lord. I make this statement to you. God cannot bless the efforts of those who are doing nothing because there is nothing to bless. I'm either there serving God, working individually for my God, or there's no blessing. Somebody says, well, we're holding our own. No. That's lukewarmness. In Revelation 3, 14 through 22, the church of Laodicea was holding her own too, wasn't she? But Jesus said, I'm sick of you. And if you don't repent, what will you do? Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. 2018. And I want to make a little change in resolutions this morning. I don't know how many you've already made. Good. I hope if you made a lot of them, things that you're going to plan to do this year, if the good Lord wills. But I want you to make a resolution today about moving upward. We're on just a trip in this life. We got to be straining. Go ahead. But I want you this morning to think about pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is not anything that I can teach you this morning that is more important than you to resolve in 2018 if your life is taken. You go into eternity that you've already got yourself prepared. You're working and serving the Lord. He is King in your life. As Paul won Him, and so have you. You're doing what? Striving with all of your ability to do what? To serve King Jesus. That's the heavenward calling. Most of us, though, are just interested about the earthly calling. Tommy, you made a statement to me that's meant a whole lot to me. In essence, when we're talking and how that's so easy for people to give up and just quit. Tommy says we're too close to home to stop before we get there. I don't know who you are in this building today, whom God will call next. He's called a lot of them this last year, and they're gone. And we're all closer now to eternity. than we've ever been. Thank you, Tommy. We'll commit 30-year loan on a house to buy a house. A car, get a loan on the car. Before the car's even paid for, it's not even worth as much as you'll own it. But heavenward, that wonderful treasure of God, where you're going to be with your loved ones who've already gone on. The home of the soul. How beautiful heaven must be. God help us to set some biblical goals. Make some heavenly resolutions. Make some spiritual decisions that will move us closer to God and closer to one another. Just like Abraham, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. How many of our new years are of this great, wonderful decisions where if I leave this earth this year, I'm going to leave this Lord, rather this year, with my Lord. Do you feel the tug of heaven? Is heaven really more to you than anything in this world? Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto you. Are you walking in the light? If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Are you even walking at all? Serving God? Are you a child of God, seriously one that is devoted to God? I got a challenge for you in conclusion. I'm afraid that many of you do not study the Bible like you ought to, and perhaps many of us fail in that regard. But would you take out 5 minutes of your day this year, 2018, and open up your Bible and read it for 5 minutes? And then will you take another 5 minutes and think about what you just read, just the book that God's spoken to you? And then will you take another 5 minutes just asking God to help you, to strengthen you, that you can, as Paul said, I'm going to press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. 15 minutes a day. It'll make a tremendous change. You'll want to add that to that time. But do at least do that. Every day that God gives you this year, 2018, get the bulletin scheduled of reading through the Bible. Let's all work, because the work is for the Lord and we're here to do that work. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Fresh starts, new beginnings, but every year that I've preached, the first sermon of the year, I've used this poem. I want you to think about it this morning. Looking. He came to my desk with a quivering lip. The lesson was done. Dear teacher, I want a new leaf, he said. I have spoiled this one. I took the old leaf, stained and blotted, and gave him a new one all unspotted. And into his sad eyes, I smiled. Do better now, my child. Touching your heart, I hope so. Think about it. I went to the throne, God, with the quivering soul. The old year was done. 2017 is just history. Dear Father, hast thou a new leaf for me? I spoiled this one. He took the old leaf, stained and blotted, gave me a new one, all unspotted. And into my sad heart smiled, do better now, my child. God gives you and He gives me just this year, or even part of it. Will we be ready? Because we have lived heavenward. We press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're not a Christian. Now obey the gospel. Believe in Jesus. Repent of his sins. Confess his name and be baptized. Here is water. What does hinder you to be baptized? And if you're a Christian and you've examined your heart and your soul and you know that you're not ready to meet the Lord, then start this new year right. Ask God to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. Yes, he's given you a new leaf, a fresh start, a new beginning. Take it, won't you? If you're subject in any way to his invitation, won't you come and obey him while together we stand and while